When we go through the 136 Psalms, we see that God continuously reminds us about his love towards us. For a topic, I chose, why give thanks? Why should we give thanks to God? We ought to give thanks to God because while we were yet in sin, God commanded his love towards us. Because his love endured forever. We were not in a position whereas we can get away from the magnetic force of sin. As it is recorded in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It was love in the beginning, and it was love while we were in sin that God commanded his love towards us, because his love endure forever. And it is love is the reason why we give thanks. During this season of thanksgiving, giving and receiving, we must acknowledge that we have already received the greatest gift of all, and that is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua. He is the Lord. This is why we give thanks. Because of this one, the incarnation, Jesus Christ, the Word becoming flesh and dwell among us, as John records in his gospel. We give thanks because his love endures forever. Though God tells us repeatedly that he is good and his love never ends, every time a war starts, we begin to question. The first assertion is the fact that, is God still God, or do God still love us? Is God really good? Or if God is so good, then why is bad things happening to good people? Has his love changed? During this Thanksgiving season, it is very, very easy to have a mind that is complacent in regards to the love of God. It is very easy for us to find ourselves focused on our circumstances. Satan has such an easy time in tricking us. We need to have reality directly in front of us all the time. Over and over, God reminds us of his true nature. The true nature of God is love. The Bible declares, what does it profit a man or a woman if he or she should gain the whole world and lose his or her soul? Why shall we give thanks? We give thanks because God's love, it endured forever. The text read that comes out of 1 Chronicles, it is also recorded in Psalms 136. What you need to know is the nature, the storyline that comes out of the Chronicles, and what the Chronicles represents. The Chronicles, it is archives of the recordings of the kings of Israel. When we begin to check out the Chronicles, find that there are wars that needed to be fought. And then quite frankly, God's people was not prepared for the wars. They needed to understand that God stood by their side. And the fact that God stood by their side, they knew because of who God is, they can be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Nevertheless, when we see the dynamics in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 34, where David talks about, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. His love endures forever. He's speaking from his experience as an individual, as a warrior, as a king, as one who has become complacent in his love towards God, one being reconciled to Christ, one recognizing the hideous sin that he has committed against his God, and he bear witness to the fact why we must give thanks. We don't give thanks because God has blessed us. We give thanks because we come to the realization that God is love. The blessing of Almighty God, it is part of the benefit as the result of the reality that we acknowledge that God is love. We are unable to walk in the blessings of God. We don't know what it is to have Thanksgiving and celebrate Thanksgiving unless we first understand what love is. We cannot pass a cup of water. We cannot pass a plate to some individual or even some folk that we consider homeless unless we understand what true compassion is all about. In Chronicles, the true compassion, it is knowing that in the midst of war, that God will bring about confusion for the enemy, thus giving you the battle. The word of the Lord declare, the battle it is not yours, but it is the Lord's. During these times of Thanksgiving, it is very easy to become distracted because of what is going on in the world around us. Not looking at the great picture, but being caught up in the distraction, the potholes of life. Being caught up in these things that will cause our mind and our heart to go to the left or go to the right, when we are called to remain focused. Saints of God, as we enter into this atmosphere of Thanksgiving, we need to enter into this atmosphere knowing that this particular verse recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, and Psalms 136. God continuously repeat the same thing over and over, that the love of God, it abides and it endures forever. Interesting enough, the Bible says that in the midst of everything, that love is the only thing that covers a multitude of sin. You see, we are looking for a means to camouflage, to cover up, but in most cases, we are taking the wrong cover. We must find ourselves. We need to find ourselves hidden in His love, covered in His blood. It is then and only then that we will recognize that His love endures forever. No wonder that the thief on the cross was able to say, "Forgive me, remember me when you enter into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "Today, thou wilt be with me in paradise." It is God's love that meets us in our situation. Without the love of God being commanded towards us right where we are, then we will remain in our mess. We are thankful today because it is God who declared and commanded His love towards us. Satan's purpose, it is to attack you and attack me. But when Satan starts attacking, we can ask ourselves, why should we give thanks to the Lord? After all, Satan is attacking me. When we go back to the Word of God, we will have the answer. For He is good, and His love endures forever. Distractions will come. And when they come, the intended purpose is so our hearts will be moved away from the things of God. When I examine Psalm 9, we give thanks for the fact that we are free. Free to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. free to be able to worship God without persecution. They would declare, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell off your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. You see, when we have an attitude like that, it's easy to praise God. When we have a mindset like that, we can lift our hearts towards heaven. We can behold the glory of God. We can be just like the man of God. Isaiah says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And he began to see himself for what he really was. He saw himself as a man not fit to even be a witness to what is going on. But God had a plan. And he declared, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. But there is a God and the love of God that is able to circumcise our hearts and bring us to a place of repentance. And in doing so, we recognize the love of God. And we know that his love endures forever. And because his love endures forever, we can give thanks. And when the enemy comes in with distraction and we don't know why we should give thanks, and the question is asked, we can come back to the truth. We can come back to our love. Our love that we don't deserve, because God himself had to command his love to come and consume us in our mess. And in doing so, we come to a place that we can give thanks. Why should we give thanks? Why should we give thanks, saints of God? It's because his love endures forever. Is there still brokenness? Yes, there is. Is there still pain? Yes, there is. But I gotta tell you, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. His love endures forever. Give thanks even for the music to enjoy. Psalms 100 says that, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The word of the Lord declared that he inhabits the praise of his people. Is there a praise in you? Is there a melody in you? I want to offer to you today the love of God that comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Will you receive it today? That you too will understand why you should and you must give thanks. We don't give thanks because of our blessing. We give thanks because of Jesus Christ. We give thanks because of the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. Without it, we are nothing. The Bible declares, even if you gave your bodies to be burned, and even if an angel came and tell you otherwise, and if you have not love, it profit you nothing. Listen, without love, we amount to nothing. But with love, we can accomplish all things through Christ who gives us strength. With love, he that is in us is greater than he that is in this world. With love, all of our sins are covered. With love, it is the only means. There are no other means. It is the love that is necessary, saints of God. What this world needs is love. And the love that they need, it is the agape love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Listen, we give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endured, because his love endured forever. I tell you the truth, inasmuch as I'm able to pronounce and spell the word forever, quite frankly, to be honest with you, I don't comprehend forever. but I walk in it. I walk in it in faith, believing that forever is forever is forever, and God knows what forever is. Give thanks, even for a peaceful sleep. And oh, in this world today, how so many of us need a peaceful sleep. We lay in toil, and we are busy and hardworking during our sleep time, more so than when we are awake. I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make my dwelling safety. You see, God's love, it causes us to give thanks in every circumstances. Giving thanks, it's not about a day. And it's not about a month. And it's not about a year. Listen, we cannot be distracted by the work of the enemy during this season of Thanksgiving. We must remain focused on the love of God. Jesus Christ is speaking, and he says, it is through love and kindness I have drawn thee. It is very easy to get distracted by so many things. Society dictates to us the good life requires money, good looks, nice clothes, the right car, the right house, the right mate. But is it really so? Money cannot buy happiness, nor can it bring us life. Christ brings us life, and he brings it most abundantly. The Bible declares that Jesus Christ has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He is the real treasure. And as long as our hearts remain with him, our lives will truly be rich. Psalms 50 and verse 23 says, but giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. We give thanks because of the love of God. We have received this love, and it has come as a result of a relationship in Jesus Christ. For the big question, why give thanks? Very simply put, because God's love endures forever. There are no exceptions. There are no buts. The word of Lord, declare it. It is so. Let God be God, and let everything else be a lie. Every year we celebrate in abundance turkey and all the trimmings, slices of pumpkin pie, time spent with family and friends, fellowship, oh yeah, football. And thanks to our God who provides it all. From the breath that we breathe, to the beauty of the sunset, we have so much to be thankful for. I know I do. Thanksgiving is more than just a prayer over a meal on a Thursday that has been set aside. Thanksgiving, it is a powerful act of sacrificial worship that should be a part of our lives daily. Scripture says that God's will is for us to give thanks in every situation. The Bible also tells us that the offering that we bring, it should be an offering that gives thanks to God, that brings honor to God. But giving thanks, it is a sacrifice that truly honors me, the word of the Lord declare. If you keep to my path, that is the path of God, through Jesus Christ, he says that he will reveal to you the salvation of God. Saints of God, God is worthy. He is worthy of all the thanks and all the praise we can offer. So this Thanksgiving season, and even forevermore, God will always be worthy. And this is why we give thanks. Stand to your feet. Today, if you're not walking in the path of righteousness, if you are not endowed with the power of this love that God sent towards you, that He commanded, you can receive this love today. You can receive it right where you are. Receiving this love is entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. It is confessing that you are a sinner and that Christ died for your sins. Acknowledging, and this is between you and your God. God is not a respecter of person. Right where you are, with a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of repentance, with a mind set towards God, you can confess right where you are. You can do it right now. And in doing so, as you confess and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, that God raised Him from the dead, God is able to do a new birth in you. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank You. We thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. Lord, we look to You for whence come our health and our strength. And Lord, for every silent, heartfelt confession, Lord, may it find itself as an acceptable offering in Your sight. And may it be a sweet savor in Your nostril. Lord, You receive it. And Father God, You do with it only You can do. Things that needs to be changed, I pray now, Lord God, that You changed it in the heart of the individuals. The provision that needs to be made, Lord, You be their portion in the land of the living. The tearing down that needs to be torn down, those altars that's been built up in our hearts that does not serve You, Lord, You crush them now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of Your people that they may be able to see. Lord, hear our cry. Bring our soul out of prison now that we may be able to worship You in spirit and in truth. We thank You, Father God, for this day. We thank You for this Thanksgiving season. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go forward, we loose Your peace upon Your people right now. Now, Father God, we pray, Lord, that You would seal Your spoken word and You perform Your spoken word. And we thank You for it. And let the church say, amen.